This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to, I hope it's going to be another session of Insanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, for real, right? We want you to be part of the solution. I always want you to be part of the solution. The, man, I tell you what, the show originates in California, and they are trying to make us crazy here with shutting the power off when it gets too windy. And, you know, California spent billions, and I mean billions of dollars over the decades to harness wind energy, you know, because it's so reliable. And so the funny thing about that is that now that they harness the wind energy, they shut us down, or they shut the wind energy down, producing devices in the heavy winds. Now, look, I graduated from high school. I never made it to college. Although I should be honest with you, I barely graduated from high school and never made it to college. But you would think if you have wind-producing devices, right, that you would be wanting them to work, wanting them to come up. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Yeah, just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Okay, look, this is we're you know, 2 days out from Christmas, or day and a half, or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, part of what I want to go through with you, let's get away from politics for a few minutes. All right, it's that time of year. I don't care what you. I don't care what you think, what you believe, what religious side of the aisle, whatever they call it, that you're on. I know for Christians, first of all, I'd like to say, Jesus did not come for you to make yourself nuts with credit card debt. All right? And I'm not going to browbeat you over it, but I want you to think about it. He did not come for you to put yourself in debt, put yourself in bondage, can't get you out of bondage. Right? He didn't give up his life so that you could have more plastic in your wallet. It's a time to be with family. And I know they're telling us you can't be with family, you can't this, you can't that. They can go pound sand as far as I'm concerned, but that's just me. Right? But it is time to be with family. And again, some of you are really not willing to or don't want to be with your family. Don't want to... I don't want to say you don't want to be with your family, but you don't want to be because of the virus. Then what you need to do is, I don't know, whatever you use, I don't care, FaceTime, Zoom, I'm sure there's like a 3 gazillion different types of products out there you can use to be with your family for the holidays, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for New Year's coming up. But the important part is that you spend it with family, that you take the time to be with family. You know, otherwise, what is the season all about? Why bother? Some of you, I'd love to hear from 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But it is all about family, right? my family came here, like, and I'm not going to give you a whole history, if you would, but, you know, my family came here from Italy. They came here as immigrants, legal immigrants. And they love what they've been afforded here. They love what's been given to them here. My aunt, who's 84 years old, told me she's the oldest of all the kids that came over. But she loves to tell me about how excited they were. I mean, afraid. She was afraid. She'd never been here before. She didn't understand. She didn't know. But she came here, loved the country, couldn't believe what she was able to do here that she was not able to do back in Italy. It's funny how people are flocking to be here. This bad, nasty, terrible country of ours. Think about that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're not the country that they tell you that we are. So, the gift this year, which you should be looking at this year, is all the blessings that you have because you live in this country. They don't have blessings like this in other countries. No matter what you hear the conservatives saying or the liberals or whoever speaking about right now, nobody has been part of, if you would, or been able to share the freedoms that we have here. Freedom of religion, still, for the most part, to be able to worship the way you want to worship. To be able, again, now, to be able to go to church again. To be with your family again. I know I keep beating that up because it is a time for family. That's basically, for some of us, what we believe is what Christmas is all about. God reconciling his family to himself. But again, let's just be honest about it. Some people don't believe in God. This is not a God time for them, if you would. Which is okay. I mean, that's the beauty of this country. The ability to believe in God or not believe in God or do whatever it is that you do during, I mean, the joke, what was it in Seinfeld? Was a Festivus joke. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick?
Yeah, it's a real kick. Joe Messina, your host.
The room was complete.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. So really, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's the only way we get anything done, right? I mean, for real, it's the only way we get anything done. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of. And, you know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Tonight, we're not about unloved, though. We're not gonna beat up on, in this hour on Dems or anything else. People we don't, you know, what have you. But what we really should be doing is thinking about what the season is all about. And, you know, I've been doing stories about Christmas and people who, there's no other way to say it, right? I mean, people who hate Christmas. I haven't figured out how or why, whether you're a Christian or not. When you think about something as simple as, you know, goodwill towards men, right? Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. What about that gets you mad? I don't get it. I get the biggest kick out of it, but I don't get it. And real Christians, you look at it, not that we, I mean, if you really study, you read, you understand. It's not that we don't fight, we don't get mad. Okay? It's people think that we're, you know, little wimps or little weenies or whatever, however you want to put it. As Arnold Schwarzenegger used to put it, little girly boys. That's not it at all. The goal is to try to resolve things peacefully at first. If you can't resolve them peacefully, I don't know, then the gloves are off. You know what I'm saying? That's really what it boils down to. The question from the chat room, right? If the government gives us some of our tax money back, how can the tax us on the tax money? What is this? Is this a who's on first question? Are you trying to trap me here or what? First of all, they are giving us our own money back. Money that we already pay taxes on. It's our tax money, right? That's already gone in. And yes, let's not be foolish. You know as well as I do they're going to charge us. Easily they're going to charge us on that tax money. And we ultimately will see what happens and what comes out of it. But let's get back to the non-political stuff just for a minute. And all this stuff where, you know, people are all upset about you saying, you know, Merry Christmas as opposed to Happy Hanukkah or Happy Holidays. Because, you know, Happy Holidays is so much more inclusive. Well, you know what? It's not inclusive. Mine is a specific thing. You know, I have a joke that I use around this time of year when people say, well, don't you think Happy Holidays is more inclusive? Try that on Valentine's Day. You know, February's got some of the most, they've got more holidays in February than we do almost, I think, in any other month. So why go through each and every one of them? On Valentine's Eve, I want you to go to your loved one, you know, your spouse or significant other, and say, Happy Holidays, sweetheart. And see how that works out. See how well that works out for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I want to play for you something that I think is perfect. I mean, it is perfect for this time of year. Take a listen.
Charlie Brown's completely hopeless.
Rat!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it. What a treat!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
It's that simple!
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It's not about, and if you've done it, God bless you. You know, good for you. It's not about 30 gifts under the tree. It's not about making sure you didn't forget Uncle Frank or Aunt Margaret. You forgot what their favorite food is for the day. It's that one time of year, one season, one time of year, where you can get together with family. You don't get in fights, not worth it. But you can get involved with that. Again, like I said earlier, we do all kinds of crazy stories this time of year. Mostly about the, can you have lights? Shouldn't you have lights? Should you say Merry Christmas? Should you say, look, I have friends that are Jewish that celebrate Hanukkah. So what do you say to them? Say Happy Hanukkah. You know it. We're not in your face. We're not looking to be mean or nasty. I have friends that are devout atheists. And they have a respect. They will say to me, Merry Christmas. Now, they don't believe in it. Merry Christmas. So what's my response to them? Happy Holidays. So I do respect them for what they believe or don't believe, however you want to look at it. And we should be doing the same. But for us as Christians, the default. Now I realize Christmas is still Christmas. Christ is still Christ. Whether I say Happy Holidays or Bah Humbug, it doesn't matter. Right? But it's still, for us as Christians, Merry Christmas. It's that simple. So again, back to, seeing family, being with family. Man, I'm not a football freak. And I know people are going nuts over the fact that football season, and please, if you are a football freak, it wasn't aimed at you. Just breathe deep. And I don't go nuts over football. So for me, it's not a big deal. But what are you guys going to do this year without all that football coming at you? And I can't imagine it's very, very exciting to watch Christmas football reruns. I got a special guest coming at the bottom of the hour, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons include longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Rhee, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real... You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. So, as I've been saying, you know, when it comes to Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, does anybody really... If you celebrate Festivus, send me an email. Joe at... No, don't. I've seen people get irritated when you make fun of Festivus. I don't know why. It isn't real. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring on my special guest, the one that you keep at. It's like you don't care about me. You only care about where she's at. You think I've hidden her or sent her back to wherever she came from, like a third world nation. But I don't do that. Tammy, finally, you're in the studio with me.
Thank you for letting me out of the closet.
Now, how come I can't hear you? Are we serious here?
You want me to come over there and stand with you?
You know what? You may have to at this point.
Okay.
I can't believe this. Did they blow it up? Right. Oh, wait a minute. How about that switch over there? No? Everything plugged in, turned on?
I can't answer these questions.
God bless America. This is... I am not happy, people.
Don't worry, I'll come over there and be with you.
Yeah, I know, right? Or, I'll tell you what, try it one more time. No, the switch was off. Now you guys want to know why we get the C ratings? This is why. How about...
Can we get a new board
there
off?
There you go. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. No problem.
Thank you for letting me out of the closet.
Yeah, well, they only gave me 28 minutes with you, so you have to go back in. Matter of fact, for some of you who've been listening to the show for any length of time, I think Tammy's further to the right than I am on most issues.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So. You're liberal.
So we made it through another year.
Yes.
As a family.
Yes.
As a show.
Yes.
And I've been telling people, you know, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on out there. And at Christmas time, it should be at least one day, right? A couple hours, but preferably the whole day. We should be able to put politics aside, right? It's real important that we be with family. It's real important that we acknowledge that no matter what side of the political aisle we're on, we're still of one blood, right?
Yes.
Helps.
Was that the right answer?
It helps with the answer.
Sorry, just checking.
Yeah, yeah, that's the right answer. Thank you for that. Anyhow, but you know, and you've got these people. You know, your mom moved in with us a few years ago. We won't give away all the information, but you know, we've got a full house here to speak of.
Oh yeah,
we were empty nesters for what, 3.5 weeks or something like that.
I think it was a little longer than that, but now we're a full-on commune.
Oh my, yeah, that's
it's
right.
The Messina compound.
Yeah, no kidding, right? And we've got everybody here, and it's just interesting because there's always something to do. There's always somebody or something that needs to be taken care of. But it is so we won't have to bring it. We won't have to bring anybody in around Christmas because they're already here.
Pretty much. Anybody that's coming, please bring food.
Yeah, lots of it. Yeah, lots of it. And we're, you know, we're in, they joke about it, but we're in Communist California where tonight the power went out. Now my joke is that we spent billions of dollars putting up wind farms to capture the wind to create electricity, so we wouldn't have to have these nuclear plants they didn't want up in. So during the wind, what do? We shut them down.
Shut everything down.
Because yeah. We don't want to burn the place down because they won't allow them to maintain properly.
Anthony said all the lights were flashing all over the streets. It took him forever to get from just like a half a mile down the street to go get dinner. When the power goes out, everyone goes to Carl's Jr. because I guess they don't turn the power off there.
Oh, it's just amazing. But, you know, with everything coming into this year, so what are you believing for coming into the new year? And don't say just President Trump.
Are you asking me that?
I am asking you that. I mean, look, if
oh, my goodness.
If Jesus materialized right there, it's okay, what do you want?
I want my mom to have a completely new brain. I want everyone to be happy.
You want to be a Borg? No? Okay. You want everybody to be happy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. I want to make sure we're not a communist nation, socialist nation, whatever. Even if it's not Trump. We just can't have those crazy people. And you know what? You said no politics at Christmas, but politics is everywhere. It's in everything. If you're not paying attention, they're paying attention to us. We can't stop.
No, but if you have grandma walks in with a Biden hat on, you know,
you don't have to have an argument with family.
You don't have to knock
her
to her knees, you know.
Right. But you have to identify who those people are so you can take care of business later.
Yeah. And you see,
I like to know who they are. I'm glad they wear hats.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And bumper stickers. I've seen them still with the bumper stickers on there. You know, they made fun of us. If we make fun of them, boy. Like, do we get in trouble for making fun of seniors if we start making fun of Biden? That's really what I want to know.
They're both seniors. It doesn't matter which one. That poor guy, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I still feel that his family did him a major league disservice in putting him through all of that. I don't think he's going to last long one way or the other, and it's just not cool.
Well, the DNC put him through all that only to take him out, because you know they're going to do it.
I believe so. I think so. I'm glad I brought you not to talk about politics.
I know. I'm sorry. I told you it all goes back there. Look, even Jesus was political, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, he did. He did tee off the politicians of the day, and you know. And
I mean, why else would Herod try to kill him when he was a kid?
It was part of the plan. But besides that,
that was politics.
The Sadducees and the Pharisees. You know, I mean, they were the animals of the day. They were the true politicians of the day.
Everybody wanted to take him out. Yeah. And it wasn't because it wasn't a religious thing. It wasn't just religion.
I know.
He's the king.
People are asking
me. I don't know what you want from me.
I'm gonna force you to switch subjects here in a second.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want?
So people want to know, what's your favorite movie? Christmas movie. I know what it is, but
Christmas
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, my goodness. White Christmas. It's so easy.
It starts
Bing
with White
Crosby.
Christmas. It continues with
Vera
White Christmas.
Ellen.
That's a slap in the face of
Rosemary
Hawaiians,
Clooney,
though. You know?
And, oh, my goodness. What is the other guy? Why can't I remember his name right now?
Danny Kaye.
Yes. I love him.
Mr. Rubber Legs.
Oh, I know. I love watching him dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't just have to watch that at Christmas. I can watch it any time of the year.
Not me.
Just give me a musical. I'm happy.
No, that doesn't work for me. Sorry. You know. But
what else? Other questions?
Favorite food at Christmas. Not all year round. Favorite food at Christmas.
Cranberry sauce.
Oh God!
I know. I won't eat that all the time. I love that stuff.
It's fake, you know.
I know, but it's good.
It comes out of the can. You know,
I know.
I mean, my God, it looks like something out of
kind of like spam, right?
It's, you know what? Wouldn't that be a great Christmas dinner at some point in time? You just put like spam that canned red gel stuff.
You know what I do like? I won't buy them and I won't make them because I'll eat every last one of them. But it's those white powdered sugar cookies. Those like
the ones my mom makes.
Yeah, they're so good. They're like pecan balls or something, or wedding Italian wedding cookies or something. I don't know what they. All I know is I can't stop eating them, so I won't buy them.
Wow. And what else is there? Dessert. I know it's your favorite. It's all around pecans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something about that.
We don't get that. We don't get them in California, though. Not unless you want to spend like $11 a pound for them.
They're $12.95 a pound.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
You have to have a connection in Georgia.
Yes, you do. You do. So you happy we don't have lights on the house? Are you one of those people that wants to see lights everywhere?
I do like to see the lights. I do not like to hang the lights.
Or have to take them down.
Or yeah, I mean, it'd be fine if I could just leave them up. But and it's the same thing with a tree. I mean, I love having the tree, but I hate having to put it up. So thank you, Jesus. Somebody else put it up this year. I was so happy.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. I love it. I love all my ornaments on it. I just... Well, I don't like the process.
That's why you had family around. Right?
I know. I'm so grateful.
You know, it's just amazing to me. But we haven't had those Christmases where family comes over and you just want to drag one of them out of the house or duct tape them to a chair and put an old sock in.
We really don't have trouble getting people to leave.
No.
Pretty easy.
We're closing up now. You have to go. I used to do that in when I had parties, I just in my apartment, I'd get too tired, and I'd just go, I'm going to bed, you guys need to go. And that would be the end of it. That was long before I met you.
Wait, you had parties?
I didn't have parties. Not, it's long before I met you. So, anyhow. But, all right, Mom is doing fine?
Yes, Mom's fine.
Okay. And you feel like, I feel like it's the Waltons in the chat room sometimes.
Mom's I'm not making fine. Fun of them. Grandkids are fine. Kids are fine.
Everybody's fine. Fine. We're not fine. We're stuck in California.
I know. That's really, I mean, blah.
I don't know. It's just,
California.
It is, yes.
This place
is. Some people are having snow, though, right now. It's
yeah.
Too much of it.
Yeah, you know what else other people are having right now? Freedom.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I knew that was coming. Jump Senior Host, Uncle Far. I'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, this is our last show before Christmas on Christmas. I've selected a few good ones. I think there are a few good ones from Christmas's past for you to listen to and enjoy. But on Christmas, don't listen to me on Christmas Day. What are you, crazy? I mean, unless you're bored out of your mind, in which case, all right, fine. But be with family. You got to put up with Uncle Frank. I know he's a pain in the butt, but you only see him once a year. What's the big deal? Let me bring on the one you guys always ask me. Where is she at? How come she's not there? Where's she at? She's here now.
So I'm always here.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I never leave.
If it wasn't for her, I would pass out from dehydration during the show because she runs in with drinks and every once in a while food. Because y'all look at me, I'm wasting away.
And your hair would be sticking up straight and you might be naked.
So, well, I definitely wouldn't have a shirt on. I don't know about naked. I don't even want to see me naked, you know. Just stop it. Anyhow, so I forgot what was that. Oh, yeah, I forgot what was that. What I was asking you.
Why don't you introduce me, honey?
Oh, why? People don't know who you are. Yes, they do. They ask me about you all the time. Tammy Messina, the real part of the team Messina that you guys used to talk about all the time. Only she's doing what good people do, taking care of families. See, if I said good wives, you know what would happen, right?
So I'm a good wife. I, I'm
yeah, but if I said you're doing what all good wives do, they would send me emails. Some would send
you're
me
misogynist.
Emails, right? Yeah, bingo. Yeah.
Hey,
is that
I
what
am
good wives are made for, just to take care of family?
I am perfectly happy doing what I do.
All right. So what? I'm going to go right back to what I said before. Will Trump be sworn in?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm confident.
You are.
I am.
You know what they did to...
I never claimed to be a prophet, so don't even talk about stoning me.
You know, you talk about the love of the left. You know, Maxine Waters, she wants...
Are we talking politics now?
Well, I'm just talking about how people feel at Christmas, you know, the love of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? They want... She doesn't want to wait until January 20th. She thinks the military should actually go in and start marching Trump out now.
He's well, who would run the country for the next month?
Well, Pelosi could.
Oh, good heavens. Did someone find her brain?
Yeah, you know, she wants to pull him out by the hair.
Oh my goodness.
She said it's got to go. It's got to go. It's causing too much trouble. He's playing too many games now.
So Maxine Waters, in her infinite wisdom, thinks that the military should go pull their commander in chief out. Is that called a mutiny or something?
Yeah,
or what do we call that?
Something close to that, yeah. Right.
I don't know.
Right? So
it doesn't work like that.
I just love this. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, instead of spending all this money that they're spending, if they would have just given each and every citizen in America $1 million apiece,
mm-hmm.
right? They would have spent $360 million. Not $900 billion. I don't know. If you can't get out of it that way, you should just perish under your own weight.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right?
I like that idea.
Yeah,
I think maybe you should run for president.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a button for you.
Yeah,
president.
We'll just get our own money back, really. Seriously, stop sending it overseas. D.C. mayor just proclaimed Christmas Eve as Dr. Anthony Fauci Day.
What?
Yeah. That's right, because he's saved so many lives. Such a great guy.
I just ate.
Yeah. Well, no, it's always crazy with me with the holidays and not just Christmas, but with the holidays as a whole, how the left just doesn't, they have no solid, most of them, I won't say all of them, because Zandy gets really mad at me when I broad brush.
Yeah.
Most of them, though. Are not into, you know, it's just a day to run up to credit cards and to tell you how you're wrong and what have you. They really can't stop to enjoy the day for truly what it is.
I don't think a lot of people make the connection for what it's really supposed to be about, because they get so caught up in the, you know, making the day what it's supposed to be that you don't. We've had family members in the past where all they wanted to do was, you know, I can't come to Christmas Eve dinner because I'm too busy getting ready for Christmas and I have to put this together, I have to put that together. It's like, but we don't want all that stuff. Just nope. Come spend time with us.
We didn't ask for that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be about family. It's not supposed to be about making sure that the stockings are hung and that every present is wrapped and there's a bow on everything and that the ham is cooked as... I don't care about that stuff.
I think the ham should be cooked just right, or it could be very bad.
Then you better bring your own dang ham, because there ain't going to be any ham.
No, we've gotten, but you and I have never gotten frantic at Christmas time, have we?
No. Well, that first Christmas, you dragged me out to the mall.
You were freaked by it, but I wasn't.
You were dragging me out to the mall on Christmas Eve, because you only shopped on Christmas Eve, but we put a stop to that pretty darn quick. Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah, I used to run on a Christmas Eve before Tammy and I got married, and I would buy the gifts, because I'd get them a lot cheaper, because nobody wants to feel.
All in an hour. It was like an hour.
It was
except
like
for the line that he had to wait in.
It was like the mad dash to get in and get out. I put it all together that night, and that was it. The kids would not come out of their room until I was ready to come out of my room, so it worked out well. But, yeah, that didn't work out, so, yeah, you didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
But we didn't have Amazon back then either. I could have ordered from Amazon.
No, we didn't. We actually had to go to the mall.
You had to get off the couch.
Yeah.
Right? Off your... Well, I don't think smartphones could have even done that kind of stuff back then.
Our phones were not that smart. They were pretty dumb.
Did we have electricity then?
They were the little flip phones, the Nokia ones, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, you and I had matching Motorola phones. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
They look like the Star Trek ones. That kind of thing. That was funny. Yeah. But we've never been nuts for those days.
No. It's never. Too stressful. Why stress over that stuff? Because it's really not what's important.
No. No, it's not the amount of gifts you buy somebody. It's not the, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I bought you a fire extinguisher 1 year.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It's usually, it's the one that's still in the kitchen. I think it's 18 years old. Don't try to put anything out with it.
Didn't I buy you a bag of pistachios 1 year?
You actually gave me a bag of 20s 1 year, too.
I did.
You did buy me a bag of pistachios 1 year. See, people, this is the stuff you got to sit back, forget what's going on for a day, and try to remember some of the crazy stuff and the goofy things that went down.
Yeah.
You know, during the Christmas season, if you would. And we start off, because we're Christians, we'll start off the morning with reading the story of Jesus to the kids.
No, now, because they can all read, we just let them pass it around, and they all read a paragraph or two.
Most of them can read, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we let them do the best they can.
Yeah, and let them read it, which is the way it should be. Truly, when the day that, I don't know, some of you, for me anyway, the thing that bothers me the most is when the kids really doesn't know. Well, the kids really don't know what the day's about.
They're getting so much input, though, Joe, from the schools, because even the little ones here, you know, Leanne left today and she said, "Don't forget the reason for the season." And the little one goes, "Presents." I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and talk.
Thank God I wasn't in the room.
I know.
That's all I got to
like,
say. You know?
What? And it took about three iterations before she went back around and went, "Oh, yeah, it's Jesus." I'm like, there's so much input coming in from school and Santa,
yeah,
and the cookies. I'm
what
like,
Santa
okay, wait,
you?
Who's Santa? You know, come on now. What's...
By the way, for those of you who don't have a sense of humor, that was not really an elf on the plate in my Facebook page. Those were chicken bones, not elf bones. But some of you just have no sense of humor. Who cooks?
Here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Joe always makes lasagna. It's a given. And usually I'll cook something, the side dishes, like, the yams or potatoes or
yeah, really, and
stuffing.
All starch, right?
All the starches. I cook the starches. If anything, you know, pies, I'll make the pie. But not necessarily. I mean, we've kind of eased back, especially the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I have abandoned turkey permanently. Let me just tell you that. I'm done with that business. And not because I can't cook it. It's just because nobody eats it. Because everybody's too busy eating lasagna. So why would I waste time on a turkey? Because then you just lose family time.
That's
and what's
true.
It supposed to be about?
Family. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You got me.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. You know, seriously. So just bear in mind, people, the next 2 nights, I'm going to be with family. You guys do whatever you want.
Whoop, whoop. Got the Joe.
I know. You know what? By the third night, they'll be going, "When do you go back to work?"
No.
Yeah, you know that's true.
Oh, we
right?
love you, honey.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Anyhow, and that's kind of, you know, why I brought Timmy on time. People, it's about family. Get rid of get away from the politics for a couple hours the day if you can pull it off.
Or convert a liberal.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. Now's the time.
Invite a liberal to the house. Make them pray. If they go... You know, in flames, then you know you did the right thing. I don't know. You know
just remind them. Yeah. Jesus is against abortion.
Yeah.
Jesus is pro-life.
You know, we had technical issues because of California tonight, and we were going to have Abby Johnson on to talk about abortion and some of the things that are going on in the Catholic Church. We're going to try to get her on next week. Because you know, the reality is this, you know, you got people that celebrate Christmas, don't know Christ. You got people that celebrate Christmas and they don't want to adhere to anything in the Bible, any of God's rules, any of God's laws.
Well, that
I don't
was
know
what
how
I was
going to
tell you. That's the disconnect. People just really don't make the connection. They don't make the connection between, you know, what they're voting for and what they believe.
Yep.
They think they're just completely separate silos, yep, and they don't intermix, but they do, and you have to make that connection sometimes for them.
Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because we done.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, same
Happy
thing.
Happy New Year!
Yes. Well, I'll be back with them on Monday.
Yeah, but are you going to have me back? It's unlikely.
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
I will. Next Christmas.
Okay.
All right, people. God bless. Love you. Keep up the good work. Don't give up. You never give up. And have a great Christmas with your family. I want to hear your stories on Monday. We'll be back next week.